Today, I'm revealing the real reason why your net worth isn't growing the way you'd like it to, and it has nothing to do with your income. I've seen a lot of people make a lot of money but never get ahead, and they spend every dollar they make. In this video, I'm going to share the three-step identity shift that millionaires use, plus the 90-day money reset that can completely transform your financial future. But first, let me let you in on a little secret with something most financial gurus never tell you. Your current bank account is a perfect reflection of your current money identity. If you see yourself as someone who's just getting by, guess what? That's exactly what you'll keep getting. Wealth isn't built by what you earn, it's built by who you become. And that starts with transforming your money identity. Hey, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. I'm the founder of Momentous Wealth Advisors. And in my book, Momentous Decisions, I talk about something called money blocks, those limiting beliefs that act like invisible handcuffs on your wealth building potential. Maybe you grew up hearing money doesn't grow on trees, or rich people are greedy. Or maybe you say something to yourself as simple as, I never have any money. So wealth decision principle number one is your beliefs are nothing more than thoughts you've kept thinking. Change the thought and you change your financial situation. So let me ask you a question. Do you have a tough time hanging on to money? You know, every time you get close to reaching a financial goal, does something happen? Do you spend it? Do you put money into a meme stock or take bigger risks? If this sounds familiar, you may have a money block buried in your subconscious that is literally sabotaging your success. In this episode, I hope to help you overcome that block to reach all of your most important financial goals. Before we get into this money identity change, hit the subscribe button and make sure you stick around to the very end. This could be the game changer you've been looking for that could start to change your mindset from scarcity to abundance. And also head down to the pinned comment and answer this question. What's one money belief you have that shows up in your life that you're ready to change? So what is a money block? A money block is a series of thoughts, a mindset, or a feeling that gets in the way of you accomplishing financial success. So how do you break these money blocks? There's three steps. Step number one is identifying your money story. You know, what did you learn about money growing up? Write it down, all of it. The good, the bad, and the money is the root of all evil, ugly. Are they serving you positively or holding you back financially? Understanding your money beliefs is crucial for creating a healthy financial mindset. Some of these beliefs are just from childhood or past experiences, and they shape your attitude towards money and influence your financial decisions. So have you ever found yourself thinking things like, I can't afford that. There's no way I can save all that money. How will I ever pay off all this debt? I lost money the last time I invested. I've never been good with money, and I never will. Step number two is you want to challenge your limiting beliefs. For every negative belief, ask yourself, is this based on facts or just some inherited fear? Most of the time, they're not true. So to combat negative thoughts, it's important to be aware of them and then work to change them. And over time, this process will become automatic. Instead of focusing on what you can't do, you shift your mindset to abundance and focus on what you can do. Some examples of this include telling yourself, I can afford that, and I'm going to figure out a way to make it happen. I'm going to create a savings plan to save all that money I've been wanting to save. I can and will pay off all my debts. I can acquire skills to become a better investor. I can learn about money and become better with it. Step number three is create your new money identity. Instead of saying I want to save money, say I'm a person who makes wise financial decisions. There's a big difference between those two. One is hope, the other is identity. Set some new goals with a new money mindset. Without specific financial goals, you're going to struggle repeatedly. Excuses will come up and other less important things will take over, and you might lose motivation. Establish specific goals with timelines. Rather than saying, I'll pay off my debt, state how much and by when. Write it down in a notebook, put it in a spreadsheet, or put it on an app. Without timelines, goals typically don't get met. In just a moment, I'm going to reveal the financial side of the Made Life framework from my book, Momentous Decisions, that can transform your entire approach to wealth. plus the one thing you can do in the next 90 days that will compound into massive results. But first, let me share something that'll save you years of frustration. Wealth decision principle number two. You always get your standards, not your goals. Raise the bar on what you'll accept. Here's what most people miss. They focus on having wealth instead of being wealthy. It's like the difference between wanting to look fit and actually becoming a healthy person. One is temporary and the other is transformation. So this brings me to what I call the made life philosophy, the framework that millionaires use whether they know it or not. The M in the made life philosophy is meaning. Your wealth has to have purpose beyond just accumulation. The A is accomplishment. Set specific financial milestones and reach them. And the D in the made life framework is difference. Use your wealth to make a difference and impact others positively. And the E is experiences. You know, money shouldn't just fund wealth. It should fund memories, not just stuff. Think about it for a second. When you have meaning behind your money, when you're accomplishing real goals, making a difference, and creating experiences, that's when wealth becomes more magnetic to you and has more meaning in your life. Coming up next, the 90-day action plan that puts all this together, plus the one daily habit that separates wealth builders from wealth wishers. Now, you can know all this stuff about money, but knowledge without action just makes you a broke genius. So here's your 90-day wealth transformation plan. For the first 30 days, work on shifting your identity. Write down your new money identity and frame it as, I am someone who blank. Maybe it's as simple as, I am someone who makes wise financial decisions. Practice a daily affirmation, but make it truthful. Use the words, I am in the process when making an affirmation. I'm in the process of becoming financially independent. I am in the process of building my wealth. And start with one small wealth building habit. Even $5 a day matters. Days 31 through 60 is elevating your standards. Audit your spending. What expenses don't align with your new identity? Automate your investing. Pay yourself first, always. And surround yourself with financially successful people. Read books, listen to podcasts, get involved in communities around wealth building. Days 61 through 90 is your momentum building. Review and celebrate some of your progress. Plan your next 90-day cycle and share your journey. Sometimes teaching others solidifies your new identity. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number three. Compound interest isn't just about money. It's about compounding the right daily decisions. The magic happens when you stop trying to get rich and start becoming the type of person who attracts wealth naturally. And I would love if you went to the pinned comment and answer the question, what's one money belief you have that shows up in your life that you're ready to change? I'll personally respond to every comment, and it might just feature your transformation story in a future episode. So if you keep doing what you've always done and hope for different results, we all know that's the definition of insanity. Or you could implement some type of framework like we talked about today and watch your financial life transform over the next 90 days. So your homework is just to pick one thing from today's episode and commit to it for the next week. Just one. Because as we learned today, wealth isn't built by what you earn. It's built by who you become. If this episode added value to your life, share it with someone who needs to hear this message. And if you're ready to dive deeper in designing a richer life, grab my book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. All the links are in the description of this podcast. Next week, I'm going to talk about 5 ratios you need to know to stop feeling broke and start building wealth. Until then, make every wealth decision count. This is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.